Four types of robber.
A thief is a thief, right? Not exactly, as these four types of robber clearly show.
Silly. In June 2013, Andrew Nell and Steve Tilley decided to rob a petrol station. They both grabbed the nearest thing they could find to use as a disguise. Tilley put a scarf around his head, and Nell used a see-through plastic bag. This meant that an image of Nell's face was captured on CCTV. Days later, he was recognized in the street by an off-duty police officer. He was jailed for 2 years. Speaking after the trial, Detective Constable Steve White said Nell's disguise was the most ridiculous he'd ever seen.
Unlucky. In May 2013, 24-year-old Simon Jolton broke into a hotel room in Brighton, England. He forced open a window before climbing in and sifting through drawers. Unfortunately, he woke up the guests, and they turned out to be three British police officers. In fact, the hotel was full of police officers who were taking part in an international football tournament, with participants from Italy, Brazil, the USA, Japan, Spain, China, and France. A British Transport Police spokesperson said he couldn't have chosen a worse place to rob that night. Jolton pleaded guilty to attempted burglary and was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Cheeky. In April 2013, after a three-course meal complete with two bottles of expensive wine and several pints of beer, Jeremy Smith complained of chest pains. Concerned, the restaurant manager phoned for an ambulance. However, while they were waiting for the vehicle to arrive, the manager saw Smith finishing off his pint. Suspicious, the manager reported the incident to the police, and after an investigation, Smith was arrested on charges of fraud. It was later found that Smith had been involved in a string of dine and dash incidents across the country. During the trial, jurors heard how Smith would order large amounts of food and drink. Then, when it came to paying the bill, he'd pretend to have chest pains so he could avoid having to pay for it. He was jailed for 6 weeks.
Nasty. In February 2013, Anthony Campen broke into a primary school classroom and stole a pet chicken. He then took it to a house party, fed it snacks, and set it free. It was never seen again. Campen was caught after he posted pictures of himself with the chicken on Facebook. During the trial, magistrates were told of the distress caused to pupils at the school who had lost a much-loved pet, which they had raised as part of a school project. Campen, 29, admitted causing unnecessary suffering to an animal and was ordered to pay £130 compensation and £85 costs. Unrepentant, Campen tweeted after the trial, £215 for a chicken? I can't believe it. Right, I'm off to KFC.